affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Greg.
Yes?
Your little stories you tell about your life.
Yes.
That's a darn interesting. You ought to write a book.
Well, thank you very much. In fact, my Florida magazine wanted something focused on St. Patrick's Day. So I wrote one called How I Became a St. Patrophobe. And it goes back to Chicago. The last year I lived there, I had always, you know, you got the Macy's Parade in New York. L.A. has the Rose Parade. Chicago owns St. Patrick's Day. They dye the freaking river green, even though it is normally green. It's really green on St. Patrick's Day. And the parade is long and spectacular, to say the least. And when I was a little kid, I used to think, God, I would love to be in that parade sometime. You know, a big shot. Mm-hmm. Mayor Daley, the whole nine yards. Mm-hmm. So the last radio station I worked for in Chicago, surprised, it was like middle of February, said, guess what? We're in the parade this year. And we thought it was going to be the opportunity of a lifetime. A guy named Don Cox, who I later worked with in Florida, he was the big shot on the staff. He says, hey, I got traded someplace on the near north side. Let's all go get some cool clothes. So he shared his trade with us, and we all got really cool outfits. I had bell-bottom jeans with a brand new, oh, it was great. So St. Patrick's Day comes, and you never know. St. Patrick's Day, it could be snow, and it could be 80 degrees in Chicago. It's that capricious, the weather. Well, that day, it's cold, but it's still St. Patrick's Day. Parade starts at 11 in the morning, and we meet at the radio station, and the boss walks in and says, by the way, your outfits are over there, pointing to a stack of boxes in the corner. And we said, what outfits? Because we thought they had the station call letters spelled in white and green carnations. They spent $10,000 to arrange this float. They wanted the jocks on there. So we thought, all we got to do is look cool, which was easy for all of us to do.
And your bell-bottoms and paisley shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We open up the boxes. He made us wear elf costumes.
Leprechaun.
Elf costumes. And I did have to wear green leotards for that.
Oh, please tell me there's a photo of that somewhere.
With turned-up shoes. Elf shoes. And it's 38 degrees and windy. And this parade, all of a sudden, this goes from the fulfilled dream of a lifetime to the nightmare on State Street. Because this parade takes forever. So we all get on the float dressed in these ridiculous, with a hat, with a big feather, the whole nine yards. Red collar around the green. I look like Jiminy Cricket turned into a hippie. And there's six of us. We get on the float. We each have a look. I'm in the middle on the right side. At least I get to go by Mayor Daley's reviewing stand.
Did anybody else have a problem with this?
We were all, like, freaking out. Because he never told us. I think that's why he deliberately said, you're going to have to wear an elf outfit. This is a cool radio guy thing to do.
I probably said that earlier. Never have happened. Last minute.
Yeah. Oh. So, and then the parade. We're like towards the back of this thing, and we're crawling down State Street in this cold weather. Cox is passing around a flask full of bourbon. We're all getting hammered, you know, as the parade's going down.
It's a drunk leprechaun.
Drunken leprechauns prancing around a radio stage. And by the time we got to Mayor Daley's reviewing stand, I am on this float grinding my knees together so I don't wet my pants in front of the mayor of Chicago. And St. Patrick's Day has never been the same since.
We're men, manly men, we're daily tights. Yes! We roam around the forest looking for fights. We're men.
I hate St. Patrick's Day.
We run from the rich and give them the poor. That's right. We may look like pansies, but don't get us wrong or else we'll buy from ice.
Look at the gays do.
We're men. We're men in tights. Tights! Tights! Always on guard, defending the people's rights. When you're in the face, just call for the men in tights. We're
a bunch. Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
The radio?
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The state of Ohio declaring a health emergency because of the coronavirus outbreak is postponing today's primary election until June. Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose.
Many of our poll workers are in that vulnerable age group, over 65, and so they were being told not to come out. How can we have elections if that large number of our poll workers is unavailable?
Arizona, Florida, and Illinois are going ahead with their primaries today. Everybody in the San Francisco Bay Area are asked to stay home except for essential activities.
San Francisco's police chief, William Scott, says they're looking for voluntary compliance.
Now, this order, by law, is enforceable as a misdemeanor or failure to comply with it, but that is an absolute last resort. This is not about, you know, a criminal justice approach to a public health issue.
The mayor says the order is expected to last through April 7th.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. America's listening to Fox News.
Top of the morning to you.
Why are you talking like that?
It's St. Patrick's Day.
Well, top of the morning to you, too.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day?
I'm not Irish.
You're kidding, right? Today's your day.
Yeah, it's St. Patrick's Day. Everyone's Irish today.
If I'm going to get through this day, I better Irish up my coffee.
Want me to Irish up that coffee?
Don't forget to wear green.
To wear green.
Showtime.
It has been my policy for many years not to, at any point on a show on St. Patrick's Day, engage in a fake Irish accent. So I'm sticking to that policy this year. Good morning. It is 6:07. Let's see what kind of weather we can expect today.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad can find their happy place in senior living. Let them show you what makes Caravita Village so special.
I left my old glasses downstairs.
You want mine?
Oh, no, it's all right.
There's no virus on it.
It's still winter for a couple of more days. I had to shovel so much snow off of my driveway to get here this morning. Another very warm day. We had 84 yesterday. We're on day number 6 of temperatures in the 80s today. I think we make up to about 83. There will be a little green on the radar later on, an isolated shower, maybe a thunderstorm, which would add a little yellow, maybe a spot of red. Low tonight down to about 63, but they're going to be few and far between. Most towns will stay dry. It would be nice to see a shower because of the pollen. Tomorrow and Thursday, highs easily in the middle 80s. Sun and cloud mix. Tomorrow's the last day of winter. Spring begins on Thursday. Rain chances are 20% or less tomorrow and Thursday. Friday, scattered showers and thunderstorms become more likely, especially by Friday afternoon, Friday evening, Friday night, into Saturday morning, as a cold front moves into the state. And it's going to bring a big change. I mean, instead of the 80s, we'll only be in the 60s during the day, and maybe barely 60 on Sunday with another batch of rain. Pollen count, medium high today, very high in the range Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Right now this morning, calm winds. Mostly cloudy skies, 88% humidity. It's 63 at 6:09.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
My car right now, my baby car, is on East Shirley Lane, just off the Eastern Boulevard at Montgomery Paint and Body. It'll be 2 weeks tomorrow that there was a heavy rain situation, and I had an encounter with a telephone pole that did not go very well. Extensive damage. And I'm now getting regular progress reports from Brandon. Brandon Turner called me again yesterday, and he brought me up to date on the latest with my car. The target time for me to get it is this Friday. But I love the fact that he's taking it. And by the way, he's not just doing it because of me, because of who I am, because you're just as important to Brandon as I am. And he's telling me that tomorrow may be the paint day. Yesterday they worked on alignment. And then they'll do some driving tests on Thursday, and I may have it on Friday. I mean, this is the kind of attention they have. They're meticulous. And I know when I pick up that car on Friday, it's going to be just like it came off the showroom floor. Montgomery Paint and Body, I've been a customer for more than 30 years now. It's a no-brainer. Right after I had the encounter with the pole, first thing I thought of, oh, well, we're going to take care of this, and we're going to do it the right way. They're going to fix your car as good as new, maybe better. 27 Rec with a W is the number for Montgomery Paint and Body.
Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Phony Irishman.
Mr. Phony Irishman.
Time once again for you to pick up that ridiculous accent and reminisce about the old country. An old country that you can't seem to find on a map.
Irish, I only knew now.
The closest you've come to being Irish was last St. Patrick's Day when you threw up something that looked like corned beef and cabbage.
I was seeing Dublin.
So what if your Irish kilt is a tablecloth from Bed Bath & Beyond? Who cares if your bagpipes are two vacuum cleaners you duct taped together?
I hang my head in Seamus.
Yes, go ahead. Keep dressing like a mentally unbalanced leprechaun. Keep butchering the words to Danny Boy. Because after all, it's apparent that the only pot you've discovered at the end of the rainbow is the kind you rolled up and smoked in the parking lot.
Mr. Phony Irishman.
Yeah, there'll be none of that here, I'll tell you that right now. Hey, look, she's wearing red today on TV, so I don't feel so...
Oh, yeah, what, you know, TV weather people, by the way, you know, can't wear green and never could because of the chroma keyboard.
That's true. Yeah. You can have some fun with that.
Yeah,
You're in a jitty mood.
Because the weather map would be right on you.
The Corona scorecard in Alabama, and it's updated now by the minute, 29, no deaths. That's where it's down. That's up one from yesterday. Yesterday was six up from Sunday. I really don't know what that means. I'm just giving you the numbers. We are going to check in on Menthol Meredith. I'm sure everybody's concerned about how she's dealing with her self-imposed quarantine. I think she kind of lives that way anyway in her trailer.
The menthol is probably going to...
Yeah.
Probably going to kill any germs, wouldn't you?
Well, I'm kind of depending on that.
Yeah.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Morning.
We have to not be grumpy today.
Oh, I'm good.
Well, I got a little annoyed when I was... How was your omelet?
My omelet was fantastic. What got you grumpy?
How was your omelet?
It was great.
What gave you the grumps?
Oh, no, well, let me just put it this way. I'm good at covering mistakes when it comes to food prep. No, the omelet didn't flip the way I wanted it. And it aggravated me a lot more than it might normally. But you never know from what I put in your plate, would you?
No, it's really good.
I am an expert at omelet cosmetic surgery.
We're going to maintain as much normalcy as possible, and that starts with food.
Liquor stores are closing.
What?
I'm not kidding. Some of the liquor stores are closing.
Actually, I had heard that at one of the ABC stores. Let's say I was there yesterday.
Okay. You were there yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Let's say I left with a big bag.
You left with a big bag.
But they were afraid that that was going to happen.
Oh, there's a lot of rumors going around. I heard somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody high up with the city that they're contemplating all kinds of things. But we don't have any facts, and I don't want to get into rumors.
Well,
with me.
I got you probably got an email I got one from Chick-fil-A, and I know a lot of fast food restaurants have taken all seats out of their stores, all seats and tables. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, that's the one here in Montgomery is, yeah.
Right.
Has moved.
McDonald's is doing that nationwide now. I know a friend who owns a restaurant downtown. He's going to start curbside delivery today. You order online.
So I guess restaurants will be pretty much all takeout before too long.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Well,
no. That's interesting.
Well, just, we don't know how long this is going to last.
No, we don't.
And maybe this type of restrictive activity, everybody trying to, you know, do their best to participate, will shorten the amount of time that we live in this restricted world.
We're going to be a little different on TV time this morning. We're going to be dealing with Ryan. And all Ryan all the time.
Social distancing?
Yes, that's right.
Lucky you, Greg.
Yeah. I'm going to go to the bathroom and make sure my hair looks casket ready. Here's your local news at 6:15. And we're doing the Williams All Wake Up, and we're going to hear from Menthol Meredith, too.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Department of Public Health is issuing new guidelines to help curb the spread of the coronavirus. Officials say gatherings of 50 people or more should be canceled if people cannot maintain a six-foot distance from each other. Baptist Health has opened a coronavirus care clinic in Montgomery. You cannot just show up. Officials say you must have an appointment. To schedule an appointment, call 334-747-0150. That number is open 24 hours a day. And Maxwell Air Force Base has canceled the Beyond the Horizon Air and Space Show because of the coronavirus. The air show was scheduled for next month. Officials say the earliest the show could come back to Montgomery would be 2022 because of the time needed to reserve and schedule the aerial demonstration teams. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Over 100 million records sold. Casey and the Sunshine Band, live at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Friday, August 14th, Casey and the Sunshine Band. Tickets on sale now at the venue box office and Ticketmaster.com. Presented by Big Spring Entertainment.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We want to keep the Williams All Wake Up going because we hope it'll get you off in a good mood. Is it working?
No.
Okay.
Break your butt up!
But there is something you can do to help stop the spread. But that is even more terrifying. It's staying home with your family.
I can't take it anymore!
It hasn't even been a day yet!
What you thought would be a nice break from life turns into a home from hell.
Please, Dad, I don't want to play Yahtzee anymore.
Well, how about Monopoly then?
No!
Staying at home with your family is the nightmare that could last 8 weeks.
Honey, I have bad news.
You have a fever?
Worse, the Wi-Fi is down.
No!
staying at home with your family. It's not a movie. It's not in theaters. It's streaming from home. Your home, where you're trapped.
Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Did you look at your TikTok account yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
This off mine.
I swear I'm staying up to date on the coronavirus.
A 22-year-old unidentified woman tried to start a Corona challenge. Not how many beers you could drink or how far you could keep yourself from everybody. And no, this lady posted a video of herself licking an airplane toilet seat.
What?
Yes. Like I said, I don't have this woman's name, but Meghan McCain, I guess they showed this on The View yesterday, which I missed. I absolutely love The View.
Don't you DVR it?
Every day. I just don't tell the listeners because I don't want them to think I'm friends with Joy Behan. Yeah, she did this. Meghan McCain on The View said she should go to jail. Even without a pandemic going on, I don't think that's a particularly bright idea. So she's, we'll see. Maybe there'll be an update on her condition. But this is the kind of insanity. It's going around everywhere. Like yesterday, Mr. Ritterbuttle. And let's hear it. Let's hear it for the folks who are driving trucks and working in stores. I think they deserve our love and applause.
Yeah, because if you work in a grocery store, they're not going to close.
No, they're closing earlier.
Yeah.
I had to stop in one last night. I'm going over to Food Outlet after the show. We had four calls yesterday afternoon about how great everything went for them at Food Outlet.
Glad to hear that.
And yes. And last night, I had to stop for something non-food.
Mm-hmm.
But the store wasn't jammed. It wasn't crazy. I said this before I even had more information. The box stores are where a lot of the insanity is happening.
Sure. Especially like places
Costco.
Like, yeah, Costco is one of them.
Mr. Ritterbuttle worked yesterday. She got today off, thank God. They had signs up. They were limiting people on how much you could buy of stuff. No hoarding. They're trying to stop the hoarding. And they're also limiting the number of people who can come in so there can be some distance. And she said people just ignored the signs, came up to the register, and they have the registers set so that if it'll only bring up one of certain types of items.
I see.
And but the problem for the folks working the registers is they have to lift the stuff out of the, you know, off the conveyor belt or back into the buggy. You can only get one. There's a sign there. That's the kind of stuff where we need, some people need to try a little
They
hard.
Took away their seats, too, for you can't sit there and eat pizza or a hot dog.
They remove them? Or
yeah,
just,
that's what I've been told.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they remove the seating there. And you can't order single slices of pizza or anything like that because single slices of pizza have been sitting out under a hot lamp, so they don't do that anymore.
Oh.
You can only buy whole pizzas that are made right there, you know.
And popped into the box?
Yep. And you got to take it with you, you know. You order it, and then you pick it up.
Mr. Ritterbuttle never told me that.
Well, I don't know that it's ours that's doing it. I know that it is. Some Costcos have. I don't know if it's nationwide. Probably
is. Yeah, I think
is.
Areas where there's been more cases are probably clamped down.
Well, yeah, because now you got curfews in some states.
Yeah.
So.
And some stores are closing earlier and so forth.
Regal closed every single theater.
Yeah, I kind of had a feeling that would be coming because theaters are filled with what? Cinemuck,
yes.
Cinemuck is that gooey substance that collects on the floor.
There's your coronavirus challenge. Go lick the theater floor. I'd take an airplane toilet seat any day over that.
I'm going to, I'll put it on TikTok later. I'm going to the theater. I'm going to lick the floor. Oh,
that's gross.
Are you ready? I'm sorry. That's very sick. But it's what I can do right now. Let's see what's happening at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. I've had two listeners this month who have gone and bought vehicles from Tip Tames and that great team. And
I'm sure.
If you're in the model, in the market, I should say, for something under $5,000, they've got some great choices there with a Ford Focus and a Volvo and some good sedan options. New things, too. Dodge Challenger is in there at under $9,000. Nissan Sentra, $6,800, 2013, one of the safest cars on the road, according to my nuclear physicist sister. 2012 low-mileage Ford Edge Limited. At $99.90. Hey, if you've always dreamed of driving.
Nice. Hey, did Jack Ingram just talk that this morning?
Beaver. Well, we had the Beaver.
Yep.
There's a Beamer, Beamer 3 series, and that is under $9,000. Luxury is timeless. So whatever you're looking for, they've got it with their signature on the back. It's a car that's been thoroughly vetted, vehicle history and so forth. At Jack Ingram, 235 Northeastern Bypass, jackingram.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they're consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedmanusa.com for a free quote.
Morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are still looking pretty good all over the river region this morning. We are beginning to see a little bit of building as far as volume of traffic on the 31s. A little congestion West Boulevard around I-65. Other than that, things are looking good. No accidents into us to report to you at this time, but we are about to get busy. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Scholarships are available at Trenum State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, and more. Call Trenum State, 334-420-4344. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Short wave. Take it down. Quick. What's it say? shut up.
Unlike the New York Times, the show is willing to admit when it's wrong. When I say the show, I mean me. Because I was wrong. I did get a text from Mr. Britterbell last night about only doing whole pizzas, hot dog sodas. Seats and tables removed, and they still do not have toilet paper, nor do they know when it's coming there. So there's your Costco update. Yeah. At 627, you know where people are finding it? Home Depot, toilet paper.
Oh.
Your gas station convenience stores, you may get surprised there. You may pay a little bit more.
And it may be a little rougher.
You have to make sacrifices right now. 627.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all. From brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. Well, everybody is back from market and understand you got some great stuff.
Bubba, we have got the newest gift ideas you will find coming straight from market. We've got the wonderful jewelry, good-looking, bright jewelry that doesn't break the bank, and it's going to be the perfect gift any time of the year. Also, we've got some wonderful totes that have just come in. They are bright-colored, ready for the beach, the lake, those things. We've also got dry wick beach towels, but we also have some Turkish towels that have just come in. And if that's not your thing and you're looking for something different, we've got this new popcorn that just came in. It's got chocolates, sea salt, all kinds of great flavors. It is new. We had it years ago and we got it back because it was such a great seller. But we've always got the freshest and finest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. We have it at Tucker Pecan.
Where are you located?
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook. Facebook.
Marguerite's is providing, as a community service, professional fine jewelry cleaning and disinfecting at absolutely no charge. We are busy cleaning everything, but let's not forget our rings, bracelets, necklaces, earrings, and yes, our watches. Many of the government-recommended cleaners can be harmful to fine jewelry. So that you can safely enjoy your fine jewelry, Marguerite's will clean and kill any germs, usually the same day or while you wait. Marguerite's, located in the Pepperidge Shopping Center on Vaughan Road, is open 7 days a week. Marguerite's welcomes this proactive opportunity to serve the community.
I'm Ralph Holly with Holly's Home Furnishings. I've been advertising with Blue Water for over 2 years and have seen tremendous results. As a family-owned business, it's great to do business with a family-owned business like Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At 6:30 with the timeline for St. Patrick's Day, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
It is the 77th day of the year, 289th day of the year on St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day.
Wipe that piccolo, please.
It's also Corned Beef and Cabbage Day. You know, at least once a year, I love me some corned beef and cabbage.
So many things canceled this year as far as celebrations.
Yeah, there's Patrick's no parades, Day. No getting liquored up or bearded.
Well,
I opened the day with my Chicago parade story.
Yeah, I heard.
It's an annual tradition.
On this date in 461, do you remember the day St. Patrick died?
I remember exactly where I was.
Like it was yesterday.
We all got the news. You know, it was a text message to me. The patron saint of Ireland wasn't even born Irish. He was actually kidnapped. He was a slave from Britain. And his first St. Patrick Day parade wasn't celebrated until 1762 in America. 245 years ago today, in 1775, Cherokee sold on went on to become the state of Kentucky. In other words, it was called Cherokee, and then it became the state of Kentucky. The price was 10,000 British pounds. On this date in 1845, the rubber band is patented in England by Stephen Perry. Thank you very much.
That was the big rubber band. This is a little... There you go.
Actually... You usually make that noise for something else.
Sound usually occurs.
122 years ago, 1898, Irish-born John Holland invented the modern submarine for the U.S. military. His sub submerged off of Staten Island in New York for about 3 hours. On this date in 1905, Franklin Roosevelt marries Eleanor Roosevelt, not a good-looking woman.
I have that right here.
Do you?
Not a good-looking woman.
You say that every year on her birthday.
110 years ago, 1910, Mrs. Luther Glück of Sauvage, Maine, she founded the Campfire Girls. On this date in 1957, Elvis Presley makes an investment. He bought this this mansion from Mrs. Ruth Brown Moore. You probably know of it as Graceland. He bought it. What do you think he bought Graceland for? You know how huge it is. It has 23 rooms, 17,500 square feet.
I'll go under 500,000. Jay?
1957 price, what did Graceland cost? It's huge.
This was on my sheet yesterday for Vault, and but I don't remember the number because it's Elvis, and we don't play Elvis, so I got rid of it.
Yeah.
It was $30 million?
He bought it for $102,500. Can you imagine buying Graceland at that price?
Maybe that's what it's worth. No, it's got to be worth more than that.
Oh, God. Are you kidding? 13.8 acres of land, 17,500 square foot, 23 rooms.
What's it worth now?
It doesn't say.
I'll call Eddie Bader. I think it's listed with him.
It's listed. Except the bathroom is still cordoned off upstairs. Now, our song of the day, it comes from the Beach Boys, Brian Wilson, masterpiece, album Pet Sounds. Now, the A side of the single was God Only Knows. Do you know what the B side was?
I do without you?
Wouldn't it be nice?
You are so right. The famous Hollywood Wrecking Crew are all over this. Wouldn't it be nice to live together? Beach Boys.
Wouldn't it be nice? Yeah.
Brian, you are such a genius. On this date in 69, Golda Meir, who was actually a girl from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. She dreamed of becoming a high school teacher. She took office as Israel's fourth prime minister. Didn't know she was...
Isn't that amazing? Because Churchill was born in Brooklyn.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And Golda Meir was born in Milwaukee.
That is so amazing. On this date in 1978, U2 won a little contest. They won $850 and a chance to audition for CBS Ireland in a talent contest held in Dublin. Made him sneeze. Because it was about
U2. You want to go outside with that?
35 years ago in 1985, the first vaccine for chickenpox was approved in the U.S., On this date in 99, a panel of experts concluded that marijuana has medical benefits for people suffering from cancer and AIDS. Birthdays, Rob Kardashian, he's 33. Mia Hamm is 48. She's a retired women's soccer star. Rob Lowe is a rather young 56. Kurt Russell is a little older at 69. Patrick Duffy, over the hill at 71. John Sebastian, whoa, you're 76 today, 11 spoonful. And welcome back, Patty Boyd, the ex-wife of George Harrison and Eric Clapton, is 76. Layla is about her. We're 2 days away from spring. Man, I had to shovel so much snow this morning. It's still winter. 26 days till Easter Sunday. 69 days until Memorial Day weekend, which we may be all quarantined still. I don't know. SEC football, ? 176 days away.
Yeah.
And Christmas will happen 287 days from now. That's the timeline.
With Rich Thomas. And now, Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
We all need some normalcy, and I managed to walk 3 miles yesterday, two of them in the park. So, get out if you can. Very warm day today, high around 83. There could be an isolated shower or two on the radar, maybe a thunderstorm, but there'll be few and far between. Tonight's low 63. Tomorrow and Thursday, again, nice to be outside in the fresh air, high in the mid-80s, I should say, easily. A sun and cloud mix, rain chances under 20%. Friday, scattered showers and thunderstorms become possible by afternoon and likely by Friday night into Saturday. Falling temperatures Saturday into the 60s and then the 50s, and the risk of more rain Sunday. Right now this morning, calm winds, mostly cloudy skies at the moment. It's 63 at 638.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning. Highway 31 on the on-ramp to 65 southbound. We've got a disabled vehicle this morning and some congestion on the west side on the boulevard. We are seeing more cars coming inbound on the 31s now. Boulevard beginning to pick up traffic. I-65 and 85, light to moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. No accidents in us to report to you at this time. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theaters at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton, 270-9177. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Our thanks as always and gratitude for the support from Gulf States Mobility and Wetumpka, a company that does amazing things for people who have caught the worst of breaks, because you can't wait it out. You can't quarantine yourself when you have a mobility issue. You're either choosing to be stuck, live a limited life, or you're reaching out to Gulf States and having them help with the process of choice restoration, right up to being able to drive again, because voice command technologies, best use of digital innovation I've ever seen,
Those are vehicles they equip and sell at friendly long-term loan arrangements at Gulf States Mobility. When you have a chance, look them up on Facebook and like them. They're at 1647 Coosa River Parkway. They do customized motorized equipment and so much more. Make the home safe and accessible for those who need their services. And they serve the entire southeastern United States. Gulf States Mobility with Tompkins.
It's showtime.
All right, we are waiting to make our TV connection. I don't even have the dang...
Yeah, well, it's there's not much to it. It's we're not shaking hands anymore, and a fist bump is actually touching skin. So people are waving, they're nodding, they're bumping elbows, tapping feet. Oh, that's a little odd. Bowing, as in they would do in the Asian countries, maybe. I don't know. French kissing is out.
Here we go.
If the coronavirus outbreak marks the end of handshakes, what other physical greeting should we use? According to a new survey, people's top choice are a wave or a nod. So there's a lot to talk about. Let's hear from our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, Greg Udell. I'd like to greet you with a slap in the face.
God. That's why we keep you guys distanced 3.1 miles away.
Oh, you know what? Hold it. We can do the slap. I just realized I got the
remote. Sound. Remote snap?
Yeah.
Okay, snap out of it.
There you go. All right, good. But what are we doing these days, Ryan? Are we just nodding or waving? Or certainly we're not toe tapping, are we?
I do that on occasion to get people's attention off camera and stuff. But I'm still shaking hands and everything. But I guess... that's frowned upon these days.
Yeah, oh gosh, yeah.
I made a lot of stops on the way back from Florida, and what I found myself doing with people you come in contact with was the friendly nod system.
Nod? Like, yeah,
hi,
yeah, right,
you know,
right, yeah.
And you can verbalize, so I think people are pretty understanding about that. I'm not really one of those elbow.
No,
rivers.
That's a little. No, that's more a little Joe Biden-ish.
Jay, what do you think?
I give them a hand gesture.
Oh, is that, turn your televisions off.
Of yeah, some sort or another.
I've seen you do that to me.
But there you go. Hi, how you doing?
Bowing.
And oh, that seems odd.
13% said bowing.
Bowing. Well, kind of like
in our
like
culture, we don't do that.
The Asian bow.
Maybe we should start.
I'll make a prediction. When this is all over and done with, I think things will probably go back to normal. I think we'll do it the way we always did it. We're just on. It's all on hold.
It's. In fact, I mean, normalcy has gone out the window right now. It's the reason why we're just talking to Ryan right now. Because Ryan, you guys are kind of spacing yourself apart a little bit, right, in the studio.
Absolutely. We're practicing what we're preaching is the social distancing. Mm-hmm. That's what we're told to do. So that's what we're doing. And I'm the most fun one. So they
you are
this segment for me. And plus, I mean. No one can really put up with Greg like I can. I have a lot of patience to put up with that guy.
Don't worry. I have tools to deal with you I use.
Oh, yeah?
Hello, suicide hotline. Please hold.
I call him every morning around 6:45. You know, it is sad in the context of St. Patrick's Day. It does not feel like it. When I came in this morning, Rich said, you're not wearing green, and I thought, you know, it never even occurred to me to wear something green. You know, I have a couple of shirts I could have on. So I'm not trying to be unfestive here. I just forgot. And when you have the casket-ready look that I do, I still laugh about that. I still think that's one of the funniest lines you've ever dropped on me. I just wanted to get here. You know, that's the thing. I have some great...
and that's Andrew James said the same thing this morning. He goes, I didn't even realize it was St. Patrick's Day. And I was like, yeah. I mean, we've just been so busy with everything else. We don't go out anyway because it's a weeknight.
Yeah.
But now that pretty much they're, you know, limiting what you can and can't do right now, just a lot of people not thinking about the St. Patrick's Day holiday and festivities like they usually do.
We should mention, and we mentioned it last hour, that TV weather people cannot wear green because
that's
of the chroma key. That would the weather map would be all over Ryan, which would be kind of entertaining.
Parts of you would disappear, right? Your face would be seen and your hands, but not your your body.
Yeah. Right.
We experimented with that a little bit.
Your face green, Greg, so it would disappear.
I love you guys.
Do I have any spray paint handy in the house here?
Let's see. Spray paint, you think?
Let's try it.
Uh-oh.
Did that help?
Okay, this has been...
I don't know what can help that look.
All right, so we'll just nod in your general direction this morning and talk to you tomorrow morning.
And I'll give you a hand gesture.
All right. Off camera.
All right, guys. You guys stay safe and have a good one. And to hear more from our friends over at News Talk 93.1, you can tune in to them every day starting at 6. Now, there's still more to come on
Alabama
News Rising. Like, hey, it's looking good here in the capital city. What does the rest of your Tuesday hold? I'll let you know.
All right, well, that's kind of weird with just Ryan.
Yeah, a little strange.
Well, we'll get used to it. We'll get used to a lot of things. As Bruce Hornsby in the Range once said, it's just the way it is. But yeah, I love the song of the day. And we should probably, maybe I'll look into putting together a happy music list.
Yeah.
And we'll use it for bumpers. Or maybe we'll just reformat.
What was the one? The Eastern World. It is.
Barry McGuire with...
Yeah, End of the World. Or Skeeter. That was Skeeter Davis.
But what was the name of the song? It was... Tell me over and over. Don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. How about that for one of the happy songs?
Eve of destruction. Let me see if I got that one here. We got the other one, but it won't let me pull it out.
It even mentions in Selma, Alabama.
It doesn't have eve of destruction, but I could play Evergreen from Barbara Streisand.
Oh, God.
If you want some BS this morning.
I don't think so.
No, I don't either. There actually is a bunch of interesting stuff coming from the Hollywood folk. Many of you have written and expressed concern about Menthol Meredith and how she's doing through all this. And we have a recorded corona-free greeting from her. So all of that is coming up here on your cheerful, we're not in denial, but we're trying the best we can, News Talk 93.1 FM. WACV at 647.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The state of Ohio declaring a health emergency because of the coronavirus outbreak is postponing today's primary election until June. Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose.
Many of our poll workers are in that vulnerable age group, over 65, and so they were being told not to come out. How can we have elections if that large number of our poll workers is unavailable?
Arizona, Florida, and Illinois are going ahead with their primaries today. Everybody in the San Francisco Bay Area are asked to stay home except for essential activities.
San Francisco's police chief, William Scott, says they're looking for voluntary compliance.
Now, this order, by law, is enforceable as a misdemeanor or failure to comply with it, but that is an absolute last resort. This is not about, a criminal justice approach to a public health issue.
The mayor says the order is expected to last through April 7th.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. America's listening to Fox News.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home, that's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today. Along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Here's an old St. Patrick's Day favorite. From years past, Green Liver.
would have held it. Evening. The picture? Oh, yes. It's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And from all of us at News Talk 93.1 FM, to all of you, happy Rob Kardashian birthday day today. Odds and ends, we know that Mr. and Mrs. Tom Hanks had corona. They are better, but they're going to be hanging around Australia in a rented home for a while. Several other celebrities have tested positive for corona. Idris Elba, former Bond girl Olga Kurylenko, and Christopher Hivju from Game of Thrones. You know who that is?
I don't know.
Not a clue.
Is,
but
he played Tormund Giant's Bane.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
yeah. Sure.
Well, you guys watched it like fiends. No. I don't know.
I know, and very little do I remember the actors' names. Much more do I remember the characters.
I remember
names.
There were so many characters, hundreds of characters. It was just crazy.
Anyway, there you go. And of course, they all made the announcement. Now, WrestleMania will go on.
Oh, yeah.
They sold 70,000 seats, all of which will be refunded.
Yeah,
because they're going to do it on
a massive loss. They're going to take a huge loss on this.
I can't begin to imagine. That's well into the millions of dollars, I'm sure. It had been booked for the Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. It'll happen at their training facility in Orlando in front of zero fans.
Close set. Weirdest event.
Only
it's going to be so strange.
Kind of only essential person on hand. Contestants on Germany's version of Big Brother had no idea about the coronavirus outbreak. It's bad there. When people blasted the show on social media for keeping them in the dark, producers planned a live special to tell them.
Yep. I saw clips of that during the night. Yeah. The looks on their face was, what? Say what?
Hillary's Duff.
Of course, they said that in German.
Hillary's Duff is no longer a kid because yesterday she claimed and blasted millennial holes for partying. We mentioned yesterday there was a clip of the beach near Clearwater that was packed with thousands of spring breakers. Hillary said, go home. That's Hillary's Duff. Not the the Hillary we...
Right. Not that one.
Don't get confused. Said, stop killing old people, please. Jennifer Lawrence, I think she needs to call Applied Security. Sunday night, a woman walked right into her house in L.A. just because she wanted to meet her. Now, what's a cop here? Suppose Rich was home and somebody walked into his house and said, hi, I've always wanted to meet you. You're famous. That would be rather... Mel Brooks, who is 93, and his son Max did a little.
I saw that. It was kind of cute.
About social distancing, because his son wants to avoid, quote, wiping out a whole generation of comedic legends. That was a nice way to pay a compliment. Jimmy Fallon invented a wash your hands song for his daughter. Isn't that nice? Let's see. That's a joke. Okay, the Razzie. Hey, how could I have not led with this story, huh? The Razzies are out. The winners.
It kind of went on as usual, right? I mean, sort of.
Yeah. Worst picture, Cats.
Everything was Cats.
Worst actor, John Travolta, got it for two movies, The Fanatic and Trading Paint. Hilary's Duff, who we just mentioned, in her intemperate outburst against millennials, worst actress for The Haunting of Sharon Tate. James Corden, worst supporting actor for Cats. Worst supporting actress, Rebel Wilson for Cats. Let's see, worst director, Tom Hooper for Cats was obviously the big winner. Rambo First or Last Blood, whatever it was, got something. Worst reckless disregard for human life and public property, Rambo Last Blood. That's a new award made just for that film. And the Razzie Redeemer Award to a guy who won this several times, Eddie Murphy for Dolomite Is My Name. All right, later on, we're going to post, a lot of people are like, what do I do? I've got all this time, what do I do? We have a list of the best TV shows with 100-plus episodes that you can stream.
Jay, what did you texted us that NBC Universal announced what?
NBC Universal has announced that they're going to release a certain number of films.
That are free to stream?
No.
Oh, no. What now?
They're just going to release them to video on demand earlier. They're already in theaters, but going to go ahead and release. No, not free. It'll be the rental price is $20. So it's
who would pay that?
I don't know. Certainly not anybody here.
Nobody I know. 6:55. Oh, by the way, SNL.
It's Saturday Night Alive. With that one guy you've never heard of, that other guy you've never heard of, and that woman who kind of looks familiar from last season who's now in a ton more sketches since Kristen Wiig left, featuring that chubby chick, musical guest, an out-of-tune band that's already fallen off the Billboard charts, and your host, that guy who's been on the show a million times already, ladies and gentlemen, either Alec Baldwin or Steve Martin or John Hamm.
They're not going to do live shows for the next 3 weeks or scheduled episodes. My suggestion is go back, 45 to 50 years ago, when you used to be really consistently funny. How about that idea? Too bad.
I think that'll be extended longer than 3 weeks.
A lot of people are saying 3 weeks for everything, but as if we're going to be out of this crisis in 3 weeks. In fact, they're talking about the next 15 days for social distancing. Do they really think that after that time, everything's going to be fine?
I think it's just we're putting this in place, and then we'll reevaluate the situation at that time, which I think is just going to be another, we're going to extend it again. Yeah. Somebody had said the other day that they doubt schools will open for the remainder of this, school year.
I think the most shocking thing the president said yesterday was July, August, if not longer.
It's just something that, it's like I told you guys, it's not over with by somebody signing a piece of paper.
Yeah.
It's not over with like we end a war when two people come to an agreement. That's not how it ends. It doesn't end with...
Well, we've done a lot of smart things that other countries didn't, Italy being one example of a country where their idiot leaders said, hug Chinese people so they don't feel like they're victims of racism. And they did. And now look at Italy. They're in one of the worst conditions of anybody. I'm going to be optimistic. I'm going to stay optimistic as best I can.
I'm not being pessimistic.
No. I understand. All of those are possibilities.
Realistic.
We have to be prepped. We have to be ready for anything.
In the UK, they told you don't go to pubs, but they didn't order pubs closed. And also, schools are still open in the UK,
and they've got it there. It's not exclusive to this country.
In France, they're threatening to arrest you if you're out for a reason other than getting food. Or I guess you can walk around the block, too. But they're going to arrest you.
I was just reading a thing about the Spanish flu pandemic. You mentioned this in Random Facts, but when you look back, what do we learn from that? They found out that people healed faster if they were outside in the fresh air and
fresh
sun.
Air. Yeah.
And there's a big difference between being inside and outside.
I walked a lot yesterday, and I'm going to walk a lot today.
It is 6:59. I'm going to post a picture in a little bit of my daughter and me from a recent trip, and I'm so glad I went when I did. Holy cow.
Oh, my gosh.
The timing couldn't have been better, but you'll notice something around her neck, and that is an item from Brian Jewelry, and she absolutely loved it. Lynn, you are a goddess. Kenny, the whole team up there, you've made the day on multiple occasions, including my own wedding. And, the calendar doesn't show.